All right, back to taking control of your money, which in some ways is taking control of your life. Because in some ways, what you do with your money and your time really tells you and those around you what you're actually living for. So what I want to deal with in this lecture is topic two under those seven things that Dave Ramsey talks about. He doesn't deal with this a lot, but a little bit. The topic of giving. Okay, giving. God has blessed you, and so how can you be a blessing? Most people want to give, but if you do not manage your money well, you will not have any money to give. So doing the things that you've learned in this study is a prerequisite to giving. I think that's why this kind of topic is important in the church. A lot of times, the church is short of money. The church needs money to do ministry. Again, money is a substitute for work, for effort, and church doesn't happen without work and effort. So the church can do greater things if it had money, and it gets the money from people who are working. But if people can't manage their own money, if they can't make ends meet, if they're living paycheck to paycheck, then when the collection plate goes around on Sunday, there won't be any money to give. It's not that people don't want to give to church. Okay, they just don't have any money to give to church. So how can you give if you don't have anything? So doing everything that we talked about, you know, asking for a raise, doing something with how we, the mistakes that we make in using our money. We'll talk in the next lecture about making a kind of a budget, you know, making a budget for your life and sort of a plan for what you're going to do with your money. All these things are helpful in order for you to have money, taking control of your money rather than letting money or the lack of money taking control of you. For most people in the world, it's debt that controls people, not opportunity. We'd rather have opportunity control us than debt. So, Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to them. And do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and everything you put your hand to. So if you're not being a blessing, then what's the point of God blessing you? Why should God bless you if you're not being used in his kingdom to bless others? Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now, you know, some preachers will go on television, they'll say, look, if you give, you know, $10 to this ministry, God will turn around and give you 20. And God might do that, okay? But it's not, you know, if you're giving to God so that you can get, if that's your motivation, it's not going to work because it's not really giving, okay? But if you give from your heart, if your goal really is to help, then God, why wouldn't God, the God who cares about his kingdom, God who's trying to make things happen and he sees you making things happen, why wouldn't he want to help you make good things happen? Question, can you think of an instance where you gave towards a particular thing and it somehow came back to you in some form or other? I've had that happen so often where I plan on giving and then somehow God gives me that money back. I wasn't even looking for it. I wanted to give. Giving comes back as a blessing to the giver in the next life. Not just this life, but in the next life. 1 Timothy, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. So our giving today can be a blessing to the people around us. And not only is it a blessing to the people that we're giving to, but it's a blessing to us. Why? Because the purpose of life is to be a blessing. The thing that gives us a sense of, yes, life is important. I'm a part of this. When you're a part of a team and you're a contributing part of a team, that's when life feels good. It feels like you belong, that what you do matters, that it counts. It's not frivolous. It's something that matters. So being a blessing to someone blesses you now. But it also somehow blesses you in the next life. We're putting up treasures for this. And I don't know how that works exactly. I don't know. Are we going to have different, levels of clouds? I don't know how that's going to go. But that's what the Bible says. All right. Matthew 6, along these same lines. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So part of this laying up treasures for heaven, in some ways, is your heart is in the right place. If you're laying up treasures, if you do everything you're doing for yourself now, then you're going to be disappointed. When people make their mission in life themselves, they're setting themselves up for a life of unhappiness. Because life doesn't go that way. If you focus on you, you lose you. When you focus on others, you focus on living for God, then God comes and blesses you. Then you get lifted up. When you're not the object. What do you think this treasure in heaven is? These couple of verses talk about treasure in heaven. What do you think it is? This might be a great discussion that you could have with your family, with your spouse, or your small group. Giving is not a tax. Okay? Sometimes it comes that way in church, especially when we talk about the tithe. We'll talk about the tithe in a minute. But a tithe in the Old Testament was 10% of your income. So, most countries have some kind of tax system, and it's usually some percentage of income, so it can feel like a tax. People take money from you, and then they do with that money as their program sees fit. It's not up to you. So it feels that way sometimes with church, right? We give money to church, and then the leaders of the church decide what to do with that money. Giving is not a tax. 2 Corinthians 9. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you've decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. God wants to bless you because you are a blessing to others. I mean, that's God's whole program. He wants to make great things happen in our world, and he wants to do it through us. So he blesses us. And when we give, we're just using the blessing that God has given for the very purpose for which God gave it to us in the first place. It's not a tax. Deuteronomy 16, 17, each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you. In proportion. It's not everything. You don't give everything to church. You pay your mortgage, you buy your gas, you buy your food. But there's a proportion that you give. And the more money you make, the higher the proportion. You have more discretionable income. Question, what makes giving fun for you? I think, myself, what makes giving fun, the most fun giving is when you give towards a cause you know, right? A specific cause. Just giving general, you know. So sometimes just giving money to the church in general. I know that's helpful for the church's mission and goals, but it's more fun to give to a specific thing that you believe in, or something that you know about, or something that you care about, or something that fits your gifts and abilities. This is an area of the church that I really enjoy, and I want to see it go well. I'm involved in it, and I want to give towards it. Well, what makes giving fun for you? Giving the tithe. All right. Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. So the Old Testament system was called the tithe, and everyone paid it. And they paid a tithe towards the running of the country. They paid a tithe towards supporting the priests. But here's the difficulty. The tithe was an Old Testament thing because at that time, in the Old Testament, the people of God, the government system was a theocracy. In other words, it was a God-fearing thing. It was like church. Church and government were all one thing. So to give to church was to give to the government. And so people gave to the government. The tithe was also their tax. It was their tax system that made the country work. And all the different things that the tithe went towards. Well, now we live in countries that have their own government taxing system. And the church is just running the church. It's not running the whole country. So the tithe and giving to the church are two different things. Now, is it still good to give 10% to church? Absolutely. If you want to come up with a proportion, that is a good proportion, but it's not necessarily the tithe. You know, the tithe is not mentioned in the New Testament. Because the New Testament is really about we actually owe everything to God. Not just 10%. So the downside of the tithe way of thinking is a lot of people will, give their 10%. They make a lot of money and they give 10% to the church and then they do whatever they want with the 90%. And that's not the case. God, we are the stewards of 100% of what God has given us, not just 10%. Now, 10% maybe we give to the church, but what do we do with the other 90%? Whatever we do with it. How does what I do with my money, when I think of my recreation, when I think of my vacations, when I think of the house that I live in, when I think of the toys that I buy, when I think of the food that I buy, when I think of everything that I do with my money, how is this money being used to bless, to help bring about what God wants to bring about? I'm the steward of 100% of what I have. I don't own any of it. God owns all of it. In a way, the New Testament form of giving is you give it all. 100% of your income to God. Now, part of what I do with that, the money God has given, is I buy food. Why? Because I eat the food and I have strength so that I can do the things that God wants me to do. If I didn't have food, I wouldn't be able to do that. If I didn't have shelter, I'd be worried about that. Why is God giving me these things and how can I use these things? The things that I own, these vacation properties, the investments, everything that I have, how can I use these for God's kingdom and His glory, not mine? I'm just the steward of these things. See, and that's so freeing. It's so freeing. God, it's up to you. How much do you want to bless me? And how much do you want to make happen through me, basically? And the more God blesses you, the more responsible you are to use those things to His honor and glory. Don't be too quick to want more money. Wanting more money is saying to God, I want more responsibility to serve you and to please you. And I've been faithful with what you've been given, what you've given to me so far. So maybe trust me with a little bit more and we'll see what I can do. And if I'm not very good at it, then, you know, pull back. So, you know, there's way more things that we could talk about giving, but giving really is an honor. It's part of our life's mission. Okay, so good to have you. I have one more lecture, and that's about setting up a budget, and then I'm hoping that that you're putting some of these things that we're talking about into practice. So we'll see you again in the next session.